I'm going to show you a short video from a man called Albert Stubblebine. And I just want to give you a bit of background to Stubblebine. Stubblebine was a major general in the US military. And here you can see a picture of Major General Stubblebine. Now, Major General Stubblebine is a very important guy. And he's got some things that he's going to tell you. Now, just to give you a little bit of background, it says here, Albert Stubblebine III was a United States Army Major General whose active duty career spanned 32 years. Beginning as an armor officer, he later transferred to intelligence. So he was born in 1930 and he passed away in 2017. And this guy was involved in the Cold War, the Vietnam War, the invasion of Grenada. In fact, he was also in Korea. And it says, awards, Distinguished Service Medal, Bronze Star Medal, Legion of Merit, Air Medal. So this is a major general, a very high-ranking officer. He'd been in a number of wars. He'd received various medals and awards. And he was in charge of intelligence. Now let me show you a little bit more about Stubblebine. If you look here, you'll see that it says he served in the United States Army. He was a major general. The commands he held was U.S. Army Intelligence and Security Command. So he was in charge of the United States Army Intelligence. He was so highly regarded. Stubblebine was so highly regarded by other military people that he was inducted into the Military Intelligence Hall of Fame. And it says here, the Military Intelligence Hall of Fame is a hall of fame established by the Military Intelligence Corps of the United States Army in 1988 to honor soldiers and civilians who have made exceptional contributions to military intelligence. The hall is administered by the United States Army Intelligence Center. So you've got to have done outstanding things in order to get into the Hall of Fame. And here you can see the Hall of Fame. And these are the people in it. But we can go right through the Hall of Fame. And you can see, while it's not a short list, it's also not an extremely long list either. And if we go down through this list, then here you will see, there, Stubblebine. He was inducted into it in 1990. So that is Stubblebine. Now Stubblebine is going to talk to you and tell you about what big pharmaceutical companies and even the US government gets up to that you are not ready to expect. And if you just search the internet, you'll find that there is a lot of research that others have done that show that big pharmaceutical companies are dangerous and they do things that are not good. Here's just one article. I'm just going to show you two articles. Here's one article that says, Big Pharma prepares to profit from the coronavirus. Goes on to say how much money they're going to make from the coronavirus. And so on. But take a look at this one. This article says, six things Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about. Six things Big Pharma doesn't want you to know about. And here it says, here are the six things. Number one, developing drugs is not as expensive as they say. Number two, you're paying twice for your medicines. Number three, the pharma industry is poor at innovation. Number four, Patents are extended over and over to prolong monopolies. 5. Pharma bullies developing countries for going against their corporate interests. And 6. Pharma pockets more than they reinvest. So I'm just going to leave it at that, just to show you that this is just the tip of the iceberg. You can go and do your own research and draw your own conclusions. But listen to what Major General Stubblebine tells you, because in military intelligence, part of his work involved planning warfare for the future. How are you going to conduct warfare in the future? And what other techniques can you use? And he starts talking about food, about what food can do to you. And you've got all these GMO type things, all these strangely modified seeds and things that you can get, where I think you can get seeds that you plant. And normally if you have a plant and you plant the seeds and they grow, then you can get seeds from the mature plant to plant again. Now, my understanding is some of these engineered seeds can only be planted once. And if you need more, you can't use seeds from the plants that you produced. They have been genetically modified so that they cannot reproduce. And every time you got to go back to big companies that control seeds and control seed monopolies. And in pharmaceuticals, he's going to tell you about something incredible. He's going to tell you how, I think it's 3 million women were sterilized without their knowledge and without them even knowing about it, without their consent. They were sterilized using just a vaccine, a vaccination. And he talks about food on the one hand that you put into your body that has been genetically modified that you don't know what you're putting into your body. And the other thing is vaccines where you also don't know what's inside that vaccine. That you could get a vaccine that might not kill you outright, but that vaccine could maybe sterilize you and you can't have children. And that is as good as genocide. So listen to Stubblebine. He's a very interesting guy, and he's probably the highest ranking military whistleblower ever. And the video that you're about to see was put on the internet in 2011.
In my career, I spent the first half essentially in armor, thinking that World War III was going to be right around the corner. As a young lieutenant, and this takes me back a long, long, long way, I was in a tank unit, 67th Tank Battalion, to be exact. And at that time, the Soviet Union was the enemy. So everything was designed to be prepared for an assault by the Soviets. All of the tanks were kept gassed all of the time. In other words, the minute you stopped, you brought up the tanker truck and topped off your gas. All of the tanks had their normal supply of weaponry and ammunition. You know, we didn't have just the tank gun or the 50 caliber machine gun. We also had all of the ammunition on board, all of the time. We were prepared to go to war instantly. Okay? Those weapons of war I guess I could call them fast kill weapons. They were designed to destroy either the human or the equipment instantly. But about halfway through my career, I was assigned to an intelligence assignment. And I went kicking and screaming to this intelligence assignment because I did not want to do it. I was an armor officer, not an intelligence officer. However, that was an eye-opener for me, because when I got to Korea in this intelligence assignment and was given the task of completely redoing what we call the order of battle for the North Koreans, I became so fascinated with the entire process of intelligence. I said, whoa, I like this. And when I came back from Korea, I transferred from armor into the intelligence world. Let me take you back to a period in my life when I was actually a colonel at the time, full colonel. And General Jack Dean, who was the commanding general of DARCOM, this was all of the Army's research, essentially research and development, was given the task of taking a look at the Army as it existed in those days, and then taking a look at what we expected the future to look like, and then redesign the Army to fit not what it was, but what it needed to be in the future. I guess I was fortunate enough, or was selected anyway, to be the intelligence officer on that task force. So I was deeply involved in developing what the Army of the future would look like. Very, very interesting process, because you had to not only look at where you were at that moment, but you had to look out into the future to see what the weapons would be, what the organization would be, what the environment would be, where you would be fighting. And then design each part of the Army to make sure that what you needed would be available at that time. Okay, let's take food now. Food is a weapon. Weaponized food. What would the ideal be? First of all, you would not know what was in what you were eating. I don't know what impact is happening in here, in my body. I know that something's wrong, but I don't know what it is. I just don't feel the same. But because I'm still hungry, I still eat more and more and more. So I'm now building up more and more of this whatever unknown in my body, until I reach a level where my immune system essentially collapses and I'm now sick. This is how you think about, and it's exactly how we were thinking about, the war of the future. Only at that time, we were thinking that the enemy was some other aggressive state, not your own government, not a hidden danger authorized by your government. We do know, however, that there are a number of corns, maize, that have been modified so that they create sterility. Sterility? Whoa, what are you talking about? Well, I asked the question, what am I talking about? Why would a company create a corn that causes sterility in either men or women? What's the purpose of something like that? So you begin to ask the question as an intelligence person. You say, whoa, stop. Why? Why? Maybe they don't want you to know that they would like you to be sterile so that the population does not grow as fast or as far as it has been. In the Philippines, over 3 million women were sterilized through an injection vaccine, and the Philippine, or the WTO, was sued and lost in court over this process. Now, what if you had been one of those women who had been involuntarily sterilized so that you could not have a family, and it was without your consent, and it was absolutely over the top of your head because everything was kept secret? I'm telling you, we're in a war. The vaccines that are being promoted today, we have no idea what's in them. But what about the higher-ups? How high up in the organization do you need to go before you become immune to this kind of an attack? Do you have to be the CEO? Do you have to be above the CEO? Where does it stop? How high up in the organization is the impact? I would say all of us need to eat. So food becomes a very, very attractive way of doing away with a lot of the population. All of us have to eat. How high up in the organization do you have to be in order to get food that is not contaminated? First and foremost, there was a raid against a producer of raw milk who was selling raw milk. And SWAT teams came in and raided this place and shut down the operation of providing raw milk. Now, you got to ask the question, raw milk? What's wrong with raw milk? Raw milk actually is good for the body. It does wonders for certain items. In some cases, even against cancer. So why would somebody decide to take this raw milk producer out of business? Is it because he was competition for the people who manufacture pills? Was he a threat to people who wanted to make more money with the drugs? Why would they take out this raw milk producer? Probably to make a lesson for everybody else. Can't do that. Can't sell raw milk because it is too healthy for you. there was another raid against an organic co-op. This was a cooperative operation that was passing out or was selling organic food. What's wrong with organic food? Is this attack being globalized? Oh yes. Oh yes. In Europe, today in Europe, you cannot get high potency vitamins and minerals. You cannot get them. As a matter of fact, even the list of vitamins and minerals that you can get is being reduced and reduced and reduced. Why? Why? So that you need drugs? It takes you back to World War II, or to Vietnam, or to Korea, where informants were paid for information, where informants were patted on the head for providing information about the enemy. Did you ever believe that you were the enemy and your neighbor can become the informant? That you're doing that? That you went to somewhere else in the world and got high potency vitamins and minerals so that you could be healthy? And now you tell your neighbor, and your neighbor rats on you, and you get arrested or chastised or whatever. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? I spent my entire life defending all of our freedoms. If you think I'm not upset now with the fact that I'm losing those freedoms for the sake of profit somewhere else, you're right, I'm upset. But so should you be upset, because we need your mass, your voice, your voices, the voices of your friends, your friends' friends' voices, your friends' 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 voices, all directed to question what we're doing with the GMOs, with the vaccines, with your health. Your health is at stake.
So now that you've listened to Major General Stubblebine and his warning, the thing you need to understand is be careful of things that are done in a state of panic. Things that are done in a state of panic where people say, we got to do this, we got to do that, etc. When we're in a state of panic, that is the point in time at which somebody can slip something your way, and it might be bad for you. So be careful what things you put in your mouth, what supposed medicines you put in your mouth. Be careful what vaccinations you get. You might not know what are in those things. And genetically modified stuff exists all over the show. There is a tremendous amount of science out there already. Just recently, I wanted to get some weed killer. And I was saying to a family member of mine, I wished I could get a weed killer that I could put on my lawn that would not kill the grass, but it would kill the weeds. And so my family member said, go to that shop over there, you'll find exactly that. And indeed I did. And there was a weed killer. And the weed killer said that it was aimed at plants that had wide leaves. And I used it. And that is an example of something that you can spray on all plants. And you can spray it on the grass and you can spray it on the weeds, but it's only going to kill the weeds. Now, furthermore, you can have genetically modified medicines, vaccines, etc., which can actually be aimed at specific genetic groups. These things are scientifically feasible. So you could give the medicine to two different people and nobody's going to drop dead, but maybe the one person becomes sterile or something else happens to them. These are the kinds of things that are scientifically possible right now. And people need to be careful what you do in a panic, which things people come to you with and they say, ah, this is going to cure you, or this is going to do that. You don't know what's inside of it. And as Stubblebine tells you, 3 million women were sterilized without their consent, without their knowledge. Later it went to court and they won the court case, but that didn't change anything. They can't have children. So all kinds of things are possible. You've got to be careful what food you put in your mouth, what medicines you take. That's food for thought for you.